You're listening to Lions Radio in association with Central College. With me is Matt Bradbury. Matt, good win tonight, and that's two wins on the bounce for the first time this season.
Yeah, always a tricky place to go, Hull. Always a, you know, a good outfit, stronger outfit, developing all the time, and you know, really big praise for what they're doing there. And I always like, you know, these Nottingham Hull games team seem to be turning into epic battles, and that's all good for the development of the hockey in the league. And you know, so what we asked of our players tonight was to make sure we came out and played 60 minutes, and that's what we did right from the word go. We tied two periods, one all. And we won the last period 2-0, so we were there for the whole game. And one thing that was really nice tonight was the fact that we still had four or five players out tonight. You know, we had a couple of defencemen missing, we had Stewie Parker missing, you know, a whole host of players missing, but we still managed to put out a very, very competitive, young, balanced team that's working really hard and doing a good job.
It really seems like the team's starting to gel, things are starting to flow a bit better.
Yeah, I mean, we're working hard in training on certain specific tactics in our game, and really can see the improvement, and the boys are really putting into practice what we're trying to achieve in training, and it really is, you know, having a massive knock-on effect. Our transition is strong, our cycling is good, and the team are really believing in the system, and I think that's the key, that the players work hard in training. They come to train once a week. That's all we get in Nottingham, is once a week, and the guys come out and they put it all on the line each week, and they're a good bunch of lads. They get on well, and they're enjoying the hockey, and that's the big key.
Jordan Bloom came back after a 10-month gap away from the Lions. He played well today.
Yeah, he worked hard, and a lot of the players are really progressing well. Jordan came in tonight, played on the wing. He's normally a centre man, so it took a bit of time to get into the game, but it's just work rate from all these young guys. They're learning every time they step onto the ice, and you know, we had some good goalkeeping tonight. Hovey played well tonight, and the other good thing is, you know, Warren's played a few good games at home as well, so they're starting to compete, and things are looking bright. Our D, yes, we've got big numbers, but that just means on a night if someone's struggling or is carrying an injury, or you know, we saw a couple of players get ejected last week, then it's just we've got depth, and we've got depth in positions, and that's key to the progression of this team. And you know, we're just enjoying every time we step on the ice. No one's stressed out, everyone's just playing the game how it should be, and it's great to see.
One game down, two to go.
Yeah, Deeside tomorrow night, and looking forward to it. It's the first time we've played Deeside. You know, I can imagine it's going to be quite a feisty game. You know, they had a good game, but they came out on a 5-1 loss against a very good Sheffield team. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and it'd be great to get a few extra bodies back in. Hopefully we get some crowd in to watch. It'd be a good game. I'm sure Deeside normally have good, solid travelling fans to come and watch and play. So they're welcome, and we look forward to seeing those. And yeah, it should make for a good game. Hopefully not as long a game as last weekend against Coventry. It'd be great to get back on home ice, you know, and work hard and try and pick up the points tomorrow night.